Smile spelling, correct? Conventional truth. Is it correct, right? Ultimate truth? I think correct. Tonight, for 8 o'clock, is my last talk, alright? Tomorrow you are leaving? 5. How many will be here tomorrow, 8 o'clock? Huh? How many of you will be here? Nobody will be here, right? But I will be here. Okay, never mind. I'll talk about it later. Serious topics concerning with our meditation experience. Now I want to talk with some decent that me to make a little bit relaxed to you. Those who can make relax with the meditation, we don't need to make relax to them. For those who are tired of the meditation, usually I made a joke at night time to make them relax. But for some, it's not necessary. They can make relax themselves through the meditation. They don't feel tired of. Anyway, first of all, I want to say the Buddha stories. I think some of you know that as soon as he became a Buddha, he surveyed the human beings. Looking at the human being, the Buddha was very disappointed. So first of all, he said, Andibuddha Yaloko, the world is so blind. The world that means human beings. The human beings are so blind. What I had found is, or Dharma, is so subtle, so gentle, and so profound. Even though I taught them, they would not understand because the world is so blind. As soon as he became a Buddha, after looking on the human beings, just nobody interested him. No one paid attention to him. Forget about his Dharma or Nibbana. So, at that time, according to the Buddhist literature, do you know that who came and requested to give a talk? Do you know? Simi, do you know that? Brahma? Higher than devas, right? He's living higher than devas. He knew that the Buddha was so disappointed looking at the people. He thought humans are so blind. But the Buddha will preach, of course. But the teaching or giving talk means only when somebody requests to give a talk, the talk makes sense more, right? The talks make more meaningful. This is a natural laws. So the Brahma came down. Okay, please relook on the human beings again. Some people might understand your teaching. Please remake your service again. So the Buddha, he tried to see the human beings again. At the time, he came to understand. Okay, some of them are going to understand what I'm teaching. Not 100%, very few percent. So first choice audience. He saw some of them, they are going to understand my teaching. Yes. And he saw it again, some people, they will not understand. They will have the foundation for the future. So I must talk. Other people, the rest, maybe 90%, no matter how many teaching, they will not understand. Even the mind teaching cannot be the foundation of the future. 90% are so blind. Estimate, right? But in the Buddhist literature, it didn't mention about the percentage. Percentage is my word. Right? So percentage is my word. Okay, compared to those who are running around in this life, yes, not more than 10% are keen to approach to the Buddha. Let's say about 2.5% people understand after listening, after teaching his Dharma. 75%, for 75%, the Buddha's teaching would be the foundation for the future. So how about our meditation here? If I look on all of you, how should I feel? Yes, first of all, I see that. Meditation, okay. Some of them will get the taste of the Nibbana, the introduction taste of the Dhamma. Not taste yet. Because 60s, right? 60, like I said, not very long enough. 3 days you are struggling with the physical condition, pain, numb, back pain, neck pain, and so many pains. Struggling for 3 days. For others, they don't do walking meditation properly, about 4 days. Some people do the walking meditation very properly, and sitting not very pain not very strong. So, physically, estimately about 3 days. Yes, all of you will be struggling about 3 days. Of course, I do that. I know that, right? But 1 or 2 days, they will be struggling with their wandering mind. Some of them will get or will see the acute taste of the reality or ultimate truth. Yes, I might agree with that. Yes, after interviewing this today, I saw the same like I said, 4 or 5 of the meditators got or they seem to understand the introduction taste of the Dhamma. Not very bad. 4%, right? For those, yes, okay. What for travel? What for teaching? Okay. For some other people, like you see me, that will be the foundation for their future. Yes, they are helping others, right? They couldn't do the meditation very seriously. For those people, yes, this meditation, the introduction of the meditation practice would be the foundation for their future. Right? I hope the foundation, don't give up. So for some, maybe probably left before 2 or 3 days. I'm thinking they will get only pain and numb from this retreat. Wandering mind and restlessness and then pain, numb and stiffness, itchiness, they will get only these things. So for those people, I might say I'm very sorry. But I hope even the pain, numb will be there, foundation of their future. Hopefully, right? So, from my experience, I really understood the Buddha. He knew that very few people will understand his teaching. Yes, really did. Compared to the population of the human beings, many people practiced, very few people practiced, and very few people got what he wanted to give. Right? So I believe here a few of you called some. But remember, it's too short. Maybe the taste or the experience may be good, but it's just into touching. The Dharma or the teaching is absolutely true. Really true. Just keep on trying. Maybe it take longer or shorter. I believe you will get what you want. So rich or poor or educated or uneducated, it is according to your karma. Right? It's a karma theory. Karma theory goes in this way. Jnana theory or intelligence or wisdom theory is how do you live when you are poor? How do you live when you are rich? How do you live when you are educated man and a woman? How do you live when you are uneducated man? This will decide by their knowledge. Rich and poor, young and old, beautiful and ugly, these things will be decided by karma. How they decide their present situation, or how they live depending on the present situation, will be decided by wisdom and intelligence. Please take some of the experience trying to apply in your daily life. Whether you are poor or rich, whether you are educated or uneducated, you will find that you can handle with these problems. Do not expect that many meditation can make me rich. The one thing can make you rich is study your university subjects, something like a lawyer or medical subjects, right? Engineering or trying to be expert, you will be rich, don't worry. Meditation cannot help you. But meditation, what can help you? When you are so rich, how can you handle with this problem? When these cannot expect or something cannot match up to your expectation, how can you handle with this problem? Meditation will help you. Meditation can help you how to live. Meditation cannot help you what? Okay, rich or poor, educated or uneducated, you must study at the university. Meditation can help you how to handle with this problem. So for this problem, another thing many ask me, in fact, I don't think so. Your English like American English, not only this group, but I say my English is a Burmese English. No. Luckily or fortunately, most of you understand. I'm happy about it. Even though you do not understand 100%, right? I know you do not understand 100%, but you got what I'm trying to say. Sometimes I didn't get this feeling. When I lose my feeling, my English is worse. No confidence. Now first day and the second day, okay, quite alright. You don't understand, or no problem. Yeah. When you speak, I don't understand. So what can you say? Right? The British people cannot say, I don't understand your English. I will say that, I don't understand what you are saying at all. So what can you say? Vice versa, right? The same, right? So more or less, here the environment is quiet. The sound system also not bad. So firstly, I hope some of you understand my English. So this one quite smooth. So Chimpang asked me, you're my English teacher. I told him, Mr. George W. Bush. My English teacher is George W. Bush. I had no teacher. I listened to his speeches. He's an American president. His English might be correct, right? I can. Yes, I knew later. Only sometimes later I knew. Never mind, I understand. Yes. Okay. I had two candidates, right? Mr. Blair and Mr. Bush. I listened to the Mr. Blair first. He's the original English, right? But I did not understand what he was talking about. So forget it. And when I listened to the American president, I could guess what he was trying to say. Oh, not bad. Okay, you could be my teacher. You are qualified. After that, I collect many of his speeches. Some I got from the American embassy or something. I tried. So I listen. Even though I'm not imitating, the influence there. So my English, of course, Burmese English. No, cannot be American English, right? I study English when I was about 24, so my tongue is quite old, so cannot be natural English. I don't mind, never mind. So more or less, most of you understand most of the my sentences. Not all, okay? Not 100%, I understand. You don't understand 100%. Not necessary either. When you talk, I don't understand. Okay, never mind. So, okay. All right, yeah? So about my English. Now, let us go to the serious topics, right? Conventional truth and ultimate truth. How do you understand about the conventional truth? Are you science? Are you studying science, right? Science or other, bachelor of other things, or the art or something? All right. What is it? How can we say if I mention about the conventional truth? What is that? If I say ultimate truth, what is that? How do you understand? Who want to answer? Okay, you try first. What is the conventional truth according to your knowledge?
As far as I understand, in science, everything is conventional truth. Everything is to be questioned and until you can prove them wrong. Yeah. So, yeah.
You agree with him? Of course, you studied the same subject, right? Huh? Same, even though not same subject, you got same influence. Everyone, in fact, conventional truth and ultimate truth, mostly science and Buddhist approach is the same. Conventional truth is a questionable, right? Here truth, there not truth. This trying truth, that time not truth. Because of that truth based on convention, the way we are talking. Something like a man, a woman, it's a convention, right? We cannot always see the man is that, man, woman is that. Something like a Singaporeans are disciplined. Yes, conventionally that's a true, but how about the other? We cannot say that 100%. Everything is a questionable, conventional truth. Because basically it depends on the names and forms. These names and forms and so on and so forth are keeping in our mind. Finally, we think it's a perception. Naturally, basically it's names and forms. Abhidhamma, ultimate truth, in the Buddhist, ultimate truth is the reality. Reality is ultimate truth. So let's see the conventional truth. We are thinking, we are reasoning, we are trying to be logical. These things can be truth under the conventional truth. So I always remind you, please do not think when you are doing meditation. Thinking, you got the answer from your thought or logical thinking or rational thinking. You can get the truth, but the truth is a conventional truth. As a meditator, those meditators take longer than the others. I mean the practical meditators. Thinking this experience, why this? Scientifically, is it true? I'm not trying to stop your thinking or your abilities. In fact, when you are doing meditation, thinking in this way, this and that is very serious problems. Because logical thinking, reasoning can give you only the conventional truth. Now here, what we are seeking, The truth we are seeking is ultimate truth. Only you yourself can realize. The experience only when we are realized ourselves is ultimate truth. Science, every science agree with that. Once we call the water, name is getting involved. But ultimate truth, what is there? Maybe scientifically, H2O is ultimate truth, right? Once you say it another way, so you call it this and that. If we use the names, it's not water yet. Ultimate truth is not water. Ultimate truth is a reality. Maybe in scientifically, you can say that H2O is a reality. It will never disappear. It will always exist. Ultimate truth always exists. This H2O can be the water which is a flow. We cannot always say that. The water is always flowing. With the two cores, it can change, transform to the ice. With it come to the ice, it cannot flow. Something like that. The convention and the other things it can be changed. But the inner quality or ultimate truth doesn't change. What I want to talk about is when we are doing meditation, we are seeking for, we are looking for the ultimate truth. You cannot acquire this ultimate truth by thinking, reasoning, or logical approach. Cannot get. Those approaches can get only the conventional truth. So how can we approach to the ultimate truth? Science accept the ultimate truth. They say the external ultimate truth and a phenomena and so and so forth. Nuclear and everything. They study the ultimate truth. Yes, the truth is there. But just ultimate. No forms, no names. Once we use forms, this is conventional truth. Right? So meditation means we are making research ourselves. Our ultimate truth inside of us. Don't think you won't get the answer. The answer, I don't see it. The answer will be wrong. I cannot see it. Maybe right, maybe wrong, but everything is questionable. So what is your ultimate truth when you are doing meditation? The reality is absolute truth, right? Ultimate truth. So without names and without forms, we cannot approach it to the ultimate truth. We cannot go to the ultimate truth. We must use names and forms first. Later on, we must forget it. As long as we are dwelling, we are attaching to these two names, basically names and forms, we won't get to the ultimate truth. You recall the way we discussed about the meditation. Firstly, we approach to the ultimate truth by conventional truth. But we know that we do not satisfy with that. By doing so, we will get only conventional truth. We cannot get ultimate truth. Ultimate truth has no names and no forms. So, firstly, we meditate in, out, in, out, in, out. Names. Sometimes those things come up, the forms of the air. Some people say that the white or blue or so and so forth, many guys. These are also the forms. Sometimes I ask you to meditate on the stomach, arise and falling, arise and falling. Arise and falling is the names. When we can concentrate a little bit more, we see the stomach like the one object, like a balloon. Yes, forms appear in our mind. It's the forms. Okay. We can develop our concentration in this way using basically names and forms. But you cannot get ultimate truth. You cannot get ultimate taste of the Dhamma. Dhamma is ultimate. Or everybody understand, or every Buddhist have heard that. Pali now is like English, Nibbana. Nibbana is ultimate truth. Thinking, you cannot understand. Approach by logical thinking, you couldn't understand. Because Nibbana is ultimate truth. So when the writers and the speakers explain about Nibbana, how can we understand about the Nibbana? So far, no one can explain it. This explain we understand in other ways. Because Nibbana cannot be understood by conventional truth. Only those who know the reality, they could understand. That's all. Right? So let's see the Nibbana in the ultimate truth. We approach to the ultimate truth now. Forget about the names. Forget about the forms. The reality is the ultimate object. The reality is ultimate object. Do not call them. Do not name them. Here, just observe the phenomena. Phenomena is ultimate. Doesn't change. Right? Convention change. Women short. Men tall. But sometimes women taller than men. Convention change. This one will never change. Ultimate never change. Like water and H2O. Water will change, but H2O will not change. Ultimate truth will not change. So what is ultimate truth? We are finding. Once we see the in breath, in, out, mixing with the convention. So no names. Forget it. Just meditate only this phenomena. This one is a phenomena. At the moment, this object is ultimate object because it's a reality. Once you see the truth, that truth, at the moment you are approaching to the ultimate truth. Only when you focus on ultimate object, you will get ultimate truth and ultimate understanding. Even though somebody explains, you will not understand. That is why, even though you ask my experience, you will not understand. Just like listening to the stories. That's all. So ultimate truth will come to see that. Inside of us, some of you come to see the nature of the physical body, which is existing in our body, which is we had never seen in our life. Come to see that. So we see the words there. Nothing is only how to see it. Our awareness and our concentration strong enough to see these things which are happening in our body. Do not call them it's a breath or it's a legs or it's a stomach. Just study, just approach, just make a research, ultimate objects. That is why 4 or 5 days later, we want or we ask the meditators to meditate only on the phenomena. Lifting, pushing, putting. No, it's a conventional truth. Lifting also conventional truth. But the movement of your leg is ultimate. Some things are making you move. Some 3 or 4 meditators have a very good experience. They could find the desires. Before they lift, before they push, before they pull down. Naturally, this is true. Without desire, without intention, we cannot do anything. The one thing is we did not understand that. So we use deliberately. No. Everything should be premeditated. I mean, whatever we do, whatever we behave, the desire goes first. Good desire or bad desire or wishing to do desire or not wishing to do desire. Only after desire, our actions and physical power, every action follows. Few of the meditators recognize it before they lift. Desire to lift arise first. Only after that, lifting. It's a reality. The one thing is that this reality is so profound to see with our ordinary concentration. Only when you watch it closer, only when you pay attention closer, you see the nature. That is a reality. This movement, Legs is not reality. It's a movement is a reality. Why is it moving? Of course, something is pushing. Desire. The desire asking to push something. Yes. The earthly elements, these things are making you. Some people find different way according to your experience. Somebody did a feel in different way. They feel that something is stepping. He or she is watching. Two difference. In experience, we cannot express in another way. The one thing he sees it differently. She sees it differently. Stepping is the one. Noting is the others. That is the reality. The watching mind, yes, it's a mind. The meditative mind is a mind. Mind is a mental phenomena. Mind is a mental phenomena. The stepping movement or everything, these are physical phenomena. Mental phenomena are always watching. Physical phenomena are watched by mental phenomena. Yes, like two things. That is, object is ultimate object. And the truth is ultimate truth. Once he or she realizes the truth, that is absolute truth. Never change. Everywhere, that is the truth. This is ultimate truth. The mental phenomena are watching. Physical phenomena are watched. When we are doing meditation, sometimes some of the mental phenomena are watching. Some of the mental phenomena are watched. But physical phenomena can never watch the mental phenomena. That means mental phenomena is always watch. A little bit weak concentration, sometimes they see that mental phenomena is watching closely to the some physical movement or physical process. Sometimes a little bit deeper concentration, they can even see mental phenomena, some of the mental phenomena are watching or some mental phenomena. That will be more difficult. But deeper knowledge you could see that. So this is always true. Your phenomena, the movement, my movement, the elements are moving you, making you move. The elements are making me move. The mind, your mind, my mind, also perception, these things are always the same. That is why ultimate truth. So meditation time, remember, it's a very scientific. I understand, I believe it. We are searching the ultimate truth inside our body. That's why I say that don't use the name. Only when you cannot meditate on these things without names and without counting, please use these names and countings and forms. If you can meditate only on the phenomena as a reality, nothing can change. The concentration is deeper. Once you understand, it's the core. The understanding is the truth, ultimate truth, never change. So, we call the Nibbana. How do you understand? What is the Nibbana? What's the Nibbana? You have heard that, right? You have never heard it? Nibbana? Okay, Chimbing. What's the Nibbana? How about Chimbing? Okay, tell me, what's the Nibbana? Huh? Cannot say, right? Whatever we say is a questionable because our words are conventional truth. You cannot. But you can realize yourself that will be truth. For example, Nibbana is like a cessation of the suffering. They say that. On the other hand, Nibbana is the absence of the positive and negative activities or positive and negative actions. So nothing else. How can we explain that? Is it nothing? We cannot say nothing. Is it something? We cannot say something. So Nirvana was just ceasing. Something disappeared. because no cause. That is why no effects, no consequences there. This is all the Nibbana. For example, how much can you realize through the ultimate truth? For example, you are meditating. On your meditation object, particular object. First of all, here's a life, our experience of life. You do meditation, a lot of experience in good and bad. On some occasion, your experience is very good. Experience very good. I do meditation for 2 hours, but it seems in like 2 moments. Experience are very wonderful. The other experience, sometimes very bad. But the truth concentration can make the object smoother. That's always ultimate. When concentration is subtle and gentle and profound, whatever you observe, this object become smoother, subtler, and more profound. How can it? Finally, almost we cannot find this object. Truth, right? These are only experience. Let's make it short. You meditate on the breath. This is your meditation object, breath. When your concentration deeper, your breath is very smooth, become smoother. Almost you cannot perceive. Something like you are, whether you are breathing or not. I mean, this is a true, the true concentration, deep concentration. Before with this condition, we can have other conditions, but it's short breath, long breath, deep breath, and unclear breath, and too clear breath. These are not true concentration yet. These are weak concentration. At the moment, your breath, your meditation object changing. Sometimes too long, sometimes too short, sometimes too exhausted. Sometimes you feel that no breath is not enough. Sometimes you feel the breath is so shallow and you do not have enough, something like that. If your breath is not stable yet, your concentration is not stable yet. Concentration is not stable, the breath, not only breath, all meditation objects are changing one form to another. I mean, we develop with our concentration deeper and deeper. Here I meet another smoother object, but very stable meditation object. Very fine and very good, very wonderful feeling you get it. Finally, how we can perceive Nibbana? It's only my experience and don't think it's the truth, but accept as it the way of the Dharma. That's all. You have a very deep concentration. You meditate on the breath, like I said, breath become smoother. Finally, almost no breath. So meditator has no object at the moment. When you report to our teachers, they say, you still have body. As long as you have a physical body, even though you don't have a breath, you have other sensations. When you lose your breath, meditate on the other sensation. Maybe air condition. Here I feel cool. Maybe down my lower body and the floor. Our body has a touching sensation. That is why if the meditator concentration is deeper, the object is smoother. Finally, too smooth to perceive, but existing. The one thing is we do not perceive. That's all. No more breath. So meditation, what can we do? Teacher said, sensation. Okay, we have to meditate on the sensation. Our body and touching our body one another. Yes, at the moment we don't have a breath yet. Of course we have a sensation. Our meditation object sensation. Stronger concentration will make every object smoother. Sensation also not clear enough. No, not much feeling. Pain or nothing, we cannot see anything. So physical sensation and mental sensation also not very clear enough. Finally, almost disappear. But remember, as long as we have a physical body, we have a physical sensation. But the sensation is not strong enough to perceive. Ah, never mind. We don't have. We disappear two objects. Who made it? Concentration is making. So what do we have? So sometimes our teacher says, okay, visualize your sitting position, meditate on the sitting. Sitting. No breath, no sensation, but this like a corpse. If it's like corpse, this sitting position, maybe like a stone. Ah, this useless stone is here. So you meditate on it. Sitting. Like I said, deeper concentration makes. Finally, you feel that you disappear. Where's me? You scared of it, right? You feel scared, right? So you immediately go and report to your teacher. Disappear, man. Hey, why disappear? You're here. What am I meditating? I'm disappear. No more me. Hey, you are here. Why you say no more me? You are here. Okay, go back and meditate. At that moment, you know you have something, one object. What is that? Can you say that? Meditate on the breath. Breath disappear, right? No, even it's not disappear. Too smooth to perceive. And you meditate on physical touching sensation. Touching sensation also too smooth to perceive. You don't get it. Later on, for example, you meditate on the sitting position. And first of all, is it so clear like a stone or like a something like that, right? This will also disappear. So at the moment, what do you get it? Huh? Of course, observing mind. How can you say that? You know that disappear. That mind is become your meditation object. If you do not have a consciousness, you do not know you disappear. So teacher said, do you know that you disappear? Yes, I know. Meditate on the consciousness. You know you are disappear. So meditation on fourth object, meditating on consciousness. At that moment, he has only two mental phenomena. No physical phenomena anymore in his meditation experience. So he has only two mental phenomena, watching mind and watched object. Mind is a desire observing mind, this one is the object observing the other mind. So mind is meditating on the mind. Like I said, finally, even the consciousness is almost disappear. We cannot see. At the moment, you cannot explain what is there. The Buddha said the Nibbana is a cessation of the mind and the matter. The last moment, even though it's not real Nibbana, I think the real Nibbana is something like that. You cannot see what sort of taste is. How do you feel it? You really appreciate it. Nothing can be compared with that. Oh, Nibbana will be like that. That's all. So that we, in the books, we can see then, what is Nibbana? Cessation of the mental phenomena and mental. Also, it's nothing. We cannot see nothing else. Something is there. Calmness or something like that. Well, I cannot explain. You once you use a language, it's a conventional too. You understand only when you perceive. So, more or less, Nibbana should be approached only by the ultimate truth. So, I understand Nibbana is in this way. Don't be sorry, I have nothing. But that feeling, you enjoy a lot of things that we enjoy right there. But nothing these. That feeling is very good. Only you disappear your physical phenomena. That was very good. Another way is it called jhana life, right? Formless life. Jhana, Some beings has no form. Only jhanic mind has. Is it possible? I believe that. Meditation. Through the meditation. If we develop that stage, he can be formless. He can achieve formless jhana. He can live in a formless life. Something like the form. What is the forms? Third stage is formless. You meditate on that. Breath is a form or materials. Later on, sensation. This decision comes from the physical body. It's based on the form. And this feeling also disappears. Finally, where you get it? Your so-called stone. You meditate on the sitting position. This form also disappears. Even at the moment, you see how nice that feeling is. You have physical body, you have a physical problems. You think about it, you have no physical body. You can reduce a lot of problems. Just consider that. Eating or washing, going toilet or sleeping. These things are physical problems, right? Right? Even though you are eating, enjoy it. If you do not enjoy it, it's very troublesome. Only when you eat something you like, you think you enjoy it. When you have to eat something you hate it, but you have to eat it to survive, very troublesome. So mostly in our life, 75% sufferings come from physical position. So think about it at the moment. The meditated disappear all physical. Sensation and feeling concerned with the physical phenomena. He called nothing. So at the moment, the meditator has only two mind, meditation mind and mind object. Mind is meditating on the mind. On the other hand, we can explain, mind is meditating on mental phenomena. Consciousness is meditating on other mental phenomena. We can explain only Abhidhamma. You can understand only when you have this stage. Scientifically, mind is only one. We don't accept it. Mind and the mental phenomena, we differentiate. Something like a feeling and perception or the desires and anger, these are mental phenomena. The consciousness, just awareness, it's a mind. Okay, never mind. At the moment, we have only, two mental phenomena. One is watching to another. He has no numbness. He has nothing at all, right, in his meditation experience. Even though in reality we have a physical body, but according to his experience, he is experiencing without material stage. You don't feel numb. You don't feel sleepy. Sleepy is a physical body because it's physical body. Mind, no, never sleepy. Sometimes the entire physical body demands your mind to be sleepy. Mind is said never sleep. For physical body, mind has to follow that because they are connection. Now this situation, you disappear, you feel all mental, physical phenomena disappear. One day, some days ago, you asked me, how long a meditator can sit? You ask this meditator. He will say, as long as I want. Because he has no physical problems. Nothing. He disappeared. Even though reality in his meditation experience is nothing. So only mind and mental phenomena. That meditator can sit 7 days. You ask in 7 days, meditate, he can meditate. Because no physical problems. We cannot do the first problem is physical problems. Our physical body demands a lot. I'm so tired. Sit. When you sit long, physical body demands again. I'm so tired of that. Stand. 10 minutes. I'm so tired of the walk. Walk. Physical body is demanding a lot. No physical body, you have very less problems. Right? So I sense it. Nibbana. Before the Nibbana, there's mind is watching, meditating on the mental phenomena. Is it called, according to our Buddhist point of view, is it called jhanic, jhana, or we call brahmas. Even though I cannot see there, I believe there. Those beings are living. Possible. They might have forms, but their form is so subtle, too subtle to see from our naked eyes. Other Brahma, they have a forms, but not like our form. Our forms is so tough, so rough. I believe that. If you go beyond that, if you have even mental phenomena, a moment, maybe a second, maybe pass of the second, if you understand that, you really trust in the Buddha. You really believe in the Nibbana. You really believe that stage of the mind is a reality. That is the way vipassana or insight knowledge meditation is going. But now we are talking so short, right? You have to cross so many difficulties there. Sadness, happiness, experience are very difficult experience. Before you there, you get to neutralize all the nature, let it be. Sometimes when we see, meditate on it. Now I take example only the disappearing stage, right? Sometimes disappointing stage, decaying stage, sometimes increasing stage. A lot of stages. Meditation objects are changing. Only objects is the one. But according to our watching or meditating mind, the object is changing. Sometimes the objects show you all the very undesirables. Whatever you see, everything is ugly. Whatever you observe, everything is so pain, so tough. Nothing is good. This is one experience. You get over it. Whatever you watch, your objects, stomachs, breath, so good, so wonderful, experience so wonderful. Whatever you see, everything is wonderful. Both extremists, very bad experience and very good experience. Meditator can go wrong there if they do not have a proper teachers. Some people are saying, I have a jhana. Some people say that I have a such, how to say, noble stage, something like enlightenment stage. No, not yet. Maybe they are experiencing the good side. Not yet, very far away. Only good experience, they think it is very good, very good. No, it's not very good yet. But that things are coming. So if they have a proper meditation teacher, they can teach at this stage. Because of whatever you see, very beautiful, very, you're very happy, you're very enjoy. You're really satisfied with that. But it's not the end. It's not the destination. A meditator had to adjust from these two extremists. Too good, too bad. Too good, nothing concerned with me. Too bad, nothing concerned with me. At the time, your mind is straightforward. Something good experience that you do not enjoy so much. Something bad experience come into your mind. This is a mix again. Mix experience. Good experience come into you, you don't care about it. It's not everlasting one. Just trying to catch my mind, my desires. Bad thing, okay, it's a challenge in my mind, that's all. Let it be, nothing I can do about it, but it just goes straight forward. This stage, he doesn't care about both sides, good and bad, very straightforward and very strong mind. That mind, that concentration is almost to get to reach the mental stage, so-called, what I have discussed, almost. If our mind is bending one side to another, we are a little bit far to get to that stage. Mind goes straight forward, good and bad, they don't care. It's called, ignoring is not very nice translation. I do not know how to translate. Some also translate the equanimity, but I do not like equanimity. Some people say, some translate it. In Pali, it's a very simple. But they did not care about this side or care about that side. They straightforward. So some translate into equanimity, translate to ignore. I don't like both sides. I don't think this is a cover-up. But the experience will be in this way. Doesn't care. Just going straightforward. Let them be. Let them be. Let it be. Let it be. It's not my concern. I have to go. That's all. These are like my visitors. They will come in and go back. I have to go. I have to do something like that. So finally, if the mind is going straightforward, care nothing about it. He has only one destination. The mind go there. So more or less, we can get the taste of the ultimate truth. We call this ultimate truth. You can never express in language or words, but you can perceive with your practice. If you do so, you could get. Okay. That is the way the Vipassana or meditations go. But keep on trying, do your meditation. Forget everything what I have discussed. Do not look for such experiences. Only when you have experience, that is ultimate truth. Now you have, more or less, you have some conventional truth. But only when you have, you got ultimate. You can get there. The one thing, just believe the Buddha. He introduced this one. No other religion introduced that mental stage. So he introduced, yeah, this is a man's final or destination. This one. No religion introduced this one. Yes, I believe it's the reality. Ultimate truth. We can approach only by using ultimate object and ultimate truth to get to the ultimate reality. Yes, it's a bit serious and a bit deep. From now on, let's forget any question about this evening topics. Ah, yeah, fighting, right?
All these things sound so nice. I mean, your body disappears, you feel so good. And where's the dukkha?
Huh? Dukkha?
Yeah, where's the suffering?
Who see the suffering? How can you get a suffering this year? He said that when you're here, no suffering. This one is the cessation of the suffering, you call it. This one is called cessation of suffering. This is not life. This is not life. This, at this stage, even though you are living here, of course you will have suffering later. You, as long as you have physical body, you will have a suffering. The one is the taste of the experience. No suffering. The one should be here, so no suffering. The Buddha said that. Free from suffering, this one. No any other way. So when you have such a free from suffering, like the, when you do not have a physical conditions, so no, you don't have a physical problems, you do not have a physical sufferings. Ah, yes, it should be like that in this way. That the introduction of the Nibbana. You don't feel physical body, how can you get physical suffering? You don't, right?
For example, someone, he has become an Arahant and he attained Nibbana. And he still need to walk around, do things, and then talk, and then feel nothing like how suddenly all
these things. He has to do that. It's the only meditation experience in his life. Even though he is alright, he has a physical body, he has a physical problems. This one is the showing something like spotlight. Nibbana should be in this way, that's all. But coming out and he's living his daily life, the Buddha, he has a physical body, he suffer. He cannot escape it. Right? As long as you have physical body, even though you are Arahat or Buddha, you have a physical problems. As long as you have a mind, no matter you who you are, you have a mental problems. Beyond our imagination, he said. Only when you have a no physical condition and no mental condition, you do not have neither physical condition, physical suffering, nor mental suffering. So be your imagination, forget about this thing. The one thing we have to understand is, as long as we have physical body, we will have physical condition, no matter who you are. The Buddha suffered a lot, right? How he passed away. True? Ah, he suffered a lot before he passed away. Physical condition gave him problem. So he the physical phenomena is a suffering. Physical condition is a suffering. That means even when you are strong, when the condition is all right, you don't have a problem. But if the suffering is inside, once that will come up again. Only he means, ultimately, only when you have a physical condition, you don't have a physical body. So he mentioned about the Nibbana. But don't think from our point of view, nobody know my house in Nibbana. We can go crazy, right? We can get a little bit, it's true, right? Okay.
So every time, I just want to understand, every time the person meditates again, to start from beginning again, breathing, sensation, blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
If you cannot shortcut. You want to go to shortcut. Shortcut than me, at least we need to go to the Vipassana Jnana first. We believe Vipassana Jnana, and now we are developing our concentration, right? First of all, Vipassana Jnana means differentiating mind and matter, clearly understanding, like the two objects, watching object and watching mind, even though you do not see that it is in mind and matter, at the mind, at the time your experience, you are differentiating mind and matter. This knowledge is called Vipassana Jnana. Vipassana Jnana, if once you attain to the Vipassana Jnana, they say, the Buddha said, when you do meditation later time, you will get to the stage faster than others. Something like you have learned it, but you forget it, that's all. When you learn again, you will get first. That is why, according to our experience, some people are unbelievable. They got those stages very fast. Some people are struggling. 1 month, they feel still nothing. 45 days, they go still feel nothing. Some people go for the 7-day retreats or 10-day retreat. After coming to 10-day retreat, they really appreciate it. They got something what they want very fast. So according to the Buddhism, Vipassana Jnana can attain when you do meditation again. That means, he said, you will not forget. Something like, even though you fall, you will get it easily or quickly than others. Concentration also will help you. This is real deconcentration. I say Buddhism, I believe that some are bright, some are so forgetful. More or less, or one way or another, they have tried to be mindful. Maybe our meditation way or on the other way. I don't mean only the way our meditation is works. I don't see that. Anyway, the being, the person, he trying to develop his mindfulness and concentration. Those beings are naturally bright and mindful. This one makes bright students and not bright students. I believe in this way. We will not forget this one. This one is a reality one. Even though we will forget it, more or less we will get it again. Not like learning by heart, only in your mouth. Not like that. Our object is a reality one. That will be forever. I don't want you to ask about this one. No, I don't want to ask this question about this one. Might be. I said it might be. You will get there. When you do meditation, you will get there. Just do this seriously and then you get there again. You get there again. Yeah, yeah. You get there once you get there. And then next time, you don't do meditation for 1 year or 2 years. But when you do meditation, but it's a take time, of course. It's a take time, but not very long. You will get there again. It's not jhana, a moment. This is a moment. It's a stage of the jhana. Jhana means the expanding life. This one is not expanding, a moment of understanding. A moment of understanding. No, not very long time. These experiences are like only a short moment of understanding. Very short moment. You won't get 1 hour or 2 hours. Even though you are meditating very long, this moment will be very short. But it's a meaningful, something like that. Even though it's short, you are quite sure about it. Very short, like a sleeping mind. That a moment of the, maybe this one, maybe not, but should be that. Mostly they got it. Okay, what? 10 cents this time. About the Nirvana, stop other things. I'd say they cannot be explained, right? Cannot be realized, that's all.
Something else. Yeah. Suppose Arahan, right? If he's killed and then he has no time to go into meditation, right? Then would he rebirth or not?
Because, killed?
Yeah. For example,
For
example, someone goes and kills him, and then
Arahat? Arahat, say, in fact, he's already finished. He will not kill deliberately. No, no, whoa. No, no. Is it someone kill him? No, no. That call them. These people cannot be killed. Even the very serious condition, they will survive one way or another before they finish their life or before they get where they should be. For example, the young boy, he will be the Arahat or he would be the Buddha in this life. He will escape one way or another. Nobody can kill him. It's a Buddhist, the way the Buddhists believe. If it is his last life, he has a normal energy, like already fixed, no more oil, no more gas, he must stop here, something like that. He will stop here. At the moment before he got, no one can stop him. A bit confused to say that, but story also not reliable, right? For us, story is nothing, right? Only logical or something is possible. That's why we believe those people cannot be killed. One way or another, they will escape. But stories say that, of course, even the house in the fire or something, so on and so forth, the boy did not die or something like that. So, but that's a possible, I think so. They cannot kill before they get, before they got achievement. If he or she is going to be Arahat, this life. Already got there.
Oh,
yeah, you think I'm missing the train, right? The after there, mostly, how to say, they already Arahat me. They are living, I want to say, only the rest of the oil, like a wine lamp, right? no more worry, already finished. So the fire is brightening only because of the a little bit some more oil left. Because of that, this one is running on. At that time, you blew up or not, makes no difference. Already finished. The one thing life means because of the cause. Here, the life, the last one, and you blew up, it's finished. Karma, no new karma, his life's finished. That's it. So complicated, right? Okay, let's try to get there. Maybe this life or the next life.
Basically, you say the meditation only gives us a glimpse of what Nirvana is about. So that means what you're saying is just through meditation alone, you cannot get there.
Which one?
I mean, to Nirvana.
Meditation alone?
Yeah. Is that what you're trying to say?
No. Meditation can get, of course.
But you say it only gives you a glimpse of...
You mean a moment? Yeah. Yes, a momentary, like our concentration. A moment concentration. Keep on doing. Sometimes the people have inclinations. This one, they can get only the taste. For example, like the Buddha, he got a higher situation, but he never realized practically to the Nirvana. He just something like a watching and not going in and come back, because he has to live millions and millions of a life. If we get into there, Nirvana is another more life, right? That is why the Vipassana Jnana stage, finally the Sankharupaka, the equanimity of the good and bad knowledge. Meditators, usually meditators, every meditator get there if they tried. But beyond that is according to your previous wish. Nobody know. But you can know yourself at that there. Am I crossing this line or am I going back? Don't worry about this. You will know yourself. No, no. It's not Nirvana. It's not Nirvana. The meditation experience, he got it. He got that. But here, we got the two Buddha lines here. Maybe the one is beyond the Nirvana, we call it. This one is our side. A meditator, every meditator, those who don't say nobody can get, everybody get here. Just two meditators. Everyone gets here. If they keep on trying, Vipassana Jnana, you don't need to be so bright. You don't need to get higher education. No need. Everyone gets here. Do just do here. He or she knows here. Am I crossing here? Or am I have future lives? If they have a future life, they do not cross. Even within here, more or less, they call the taste of something like a Nirvana. Maybe the taste, or maybe something, maybe here, this here, he can get here. But he used to keep on trying. Finally, he got this stage, something like a borderline. He decided here whether I'm going cross. He no inclination. If I have, he or she has a wish. No. My wish is, I'm confessed to be who, to be what. And my wish is in next life or thousands of lives later to be what I have. So he could not cross. If he could cross this side, he cannot come back. So the meditator, he knows it here. So he's going back because he has a future.
So if the meditator decides to go back?
The meditator decided.
Then once he's rebirth, he has to start over again.
Which one? The meditation process?
Yeah.
Of course. Only when you get here, you will get easily here. When you do meditation, okay? Even next life. This process, and now you're studying now, maybe take 10 years, right? Next life, maybe take about a few days or a few hours. But you have to go there. But that be shortcut. Seems shortcut. First time struggling. That is why meditation retreat, we have to learn a lot of people's many background, how to say about the people. Some people have very higher degree, higher graduation. But in the meditation, we personal knowledge about the education, not about that. But the practical. Some people are so fast. And the teacher asks you, okay, you contemplate yourself. That means, where are you going? You are crossing or you are going back. I don't know how it feels like that. More, but you know that. I'm not crossing. I'm crossing. Not only the personal abuse. Meditators are something. You ask. They say that. Is it true? Or how do you know? Nobody can say that. But just, I know this. I think I know that. Yes, that's all. Not very 100% sure things. But you ask other people also. I think I know that. I think somebody told me like that. You feel there. Mostly I think somebody is telling. Sense it in this way. It's not like knowing oneself. It's not like hearing understanding oneself. Feel or sense it like somebody is telling them. You don't want to? Cross fear? No, that cross me. That person will be very mature man whenever he reborn. We believe, right? He already established Vipassanayana. Anyway, when we come across the Buddha, mostly meditate here. We did not know that we will come across this Buddha. We did not know that we will have a meditation practice here. We know only when we are here. Or I cannot say we or he. The person knows only he is here. He did not know here, right? When he started, I'll go there and I'll go back, come back. He did not know that. This year, the ordinary man, like you, like me, like everybody. We know nothing about this. But all of us are practicing. What we know is only when we're here, only when you are here, only a meditator is here, I have practice. But he never thinks he is wasting his time. He have a right, he have an opportunity to practice Buddha's Vipassana, the Buddha's teaching. Of course, your question should be asked if the meditator knows here, right? Before he starts his meditation. Nothing about the meditation. He knows nothing about the meditation. Okay, we'll start here. If he knows, I will go here for very long and a very typical journey, maybe many years, 1 year, 10 years, I don't know. After coming back, I will come back here again. If he knows, he won't do that. I don't know, yes, so maybe he does, maybe he may not, I don't know. But the one thing is he doesn't know that. He just keep on practicing, go there. That's all. No. Okay. Which one? Okay. If you think this one is stream, yes, this one is stream winner. Right? If you think it is a stream, this one is a stream winner, of course you win the stream. Yeah? Okay. Can be? Yeah. Yes. This one, the crossing. Yeah. Hmm. Okay. Today's subject more complicated. Of course, none of us are there, right? So we're discussing the argument. The problem we solve when only somebody is there, right? So now we are talking, nobody is there. on the halfway, we are discussing about these things. But Vipassana, the way Vipassana is like that. Ah, yeah, 50 cents.
May I know if the loving kindness meditation will help in
can have a concentration. Nothing about the vipassana. Of course, as a concentration, it will help. Loving kindness also concentration. When you concentrate, that concentration will help you. Help. Any concentration help. We have 14 different types of the meditation, right? One way or another, we have this vipassana. But deliberately, we have to do that. Loving kindness, compassion, or so on and so forth. These are types of concentration. Concentration will help. Okay, who is it? Another one? Raise the fingers. Okay, who is it?
So, why do we think that we should go to Vipassana? Because you said that one is still there, we cannot return. So, it's like a hole when you jump now.
This is our point of view, right? It's very boring, right? Yeah. Seems important, right? You mean that? No, nothing at all yet. So we cannot accept this one. Even the some formless lives, we cannot accept it from our view. Maybe luckily some insects that cannot be found without microscope, right? Different forms or too small. Maybe other beings will be like that. Different forms or different position. They see the formless life. So Nirvana is more than that, right? Not only forms, not even the mental phenomena. So nothing at all. So seems boring. But gradually, just trying gradually. You will like that experience. Okay.
People say that the first one you got there.
First one? What's that?
So how the Buddha know that he got there first and not the other?
How the Buddha knew?
Yeah.
He is going. He is going to realize he's going to Nirvana or not.
Yeah. Oh, it's not my position, right? It's Buddha's position. You must ask from the Buddha. But our literature says Anagata Sanyana, looking on the futures. Now, like in this case, some people are seeing the future, some people are looking at the past, right? Something like that. So we believe the Buddha has Anagata Sanyana, that means realizing individuals' futures. But he has to focus on individual person. Sometimes he focuses individuals' previous lives. Mostly in his days, he sees the he will be realized or not, what is his future, which teaching will suit for him or something like that. So do we say the Buddhas know these things without exception? On the other hand, without the Buddha, other people can go wrong. You ask the Buddha when you come across, he will say that I'm sorry, yeah. Buddhila, the name of the monk. He asked such a question. So the Buddha said, Dukcha, your question no use. Dukcha in Pali is very rude. I think in not many places the Buddha used this word. Dukcha Buddhila. Dukcha means useless Buddhila, something like that. You are killing your time. I think don't ask, he will call you Dukcha. It's my position, it's not your problem, he might say this.
Okay.
Unseen. The origination is unseen, unknown. The Buddha? the life, he said, life, if you ask about the life unseen and know, if you ask the energy or something, if you ask the cause, he said one cause, right? Mostly in the lifetime of the Buddha, mostly use the life, was life. Where did that? He said, unseen, unknown. You are not the first one, right, for this question. So another people, so how can we ask? Which one is causing the life first? It's another question. Some people want to know about the life. The Buddha did not say that life is unseen, no? So okay, you did not answer. Which one is causing this life? So the Buddha said, first cause attachment and ignorance. He said the Dharma, he answered the Dharma. Or he answered the phenomena, he did not answer the life. The life unseen, no? But the first cause which create the life is attachment and ignorance. You have ignorance, you have attachment. Attachment to life is creating you. Life is the first cause. Dharma question. Is it not my answer, right? Also, but before you ask, somebody asked the Buddha. So the Buddha also gave the answer. Is it different? Okay. About the life, unseen and known. The cause, energy, which is creating the life. Attachment and ignorance, that's all. I don't know if you're satisfied or not. It's the Buddha's answer. Right or wrong, it's not mine, right? I repeat it.
Okay. General question, right?
Yeah, ourselves is different, right? Other neutral beings, second parts, also, for example, like short and tall, you don't have a particular beings, right? Indefinite, so that means, how can I say, names, right? Like general. Respective. This one is a definite, respective. But this one is a definite beings, but we can do loving kindness to those beings easily because of our relationships, our parents, our relationship. Even though it's a definite beings that makes easier, but the other people, we do not have such relationships. That is why the meditating on the definite being is very difficult. I mean something like our enemies. Very difficult to do loving kindness. We want to meditate on the particular beings. Only when we have a strong mind. I don't mean the very deep concentration. You just do loving kindness and meditation. At the moment, even your enemies, you do not hate so much. At the moment. Just meditate. After meditating, or definitely or indefinitely after meditating, for some times, maybe you can try somebody you really hate it. He or she come out in your mind. At the moment, you do not hate so much to him. You can do at the moment. Your hatred is still there. You can't do that. Just do other beings like that. Okay. And I don't think so. You can do it there. It's a location or something like that, right? We make our mind soft, adaptable. Adaptability of the hatred. May you be well and happy is a formula. Just You just wish mentally. I don't know if you can receive or not. I meditate on you. My meditation is not loving in this way, loving kindness. May they be able to practice meditation. May they realize what the Buddha teaches. Since you came here, I don't know if you have received or not. I always meditate. But like a radio broadcasting, if you do not receive it, you will not get it. Even though I am broadcasting. More or less, we have to do that. True. Huh? Cannot wait. Yeah, it's true. We have to do that. You are going somewhere. If you believe in loving kindness, even though you have never been there, send your loving kindness. Maybe you are going to the east side. So you meditate on the east direction. Mostly, if we do not have very serious bad karma, our journey is smooth. Of course, the loving kindness cannot change our previous karma. Right? If the previous bad karma come to me, I cannot escape. But loving kindness can help the relationship or something. I don't worry about that. Before I came here, I watched the Singapore map. Really? Before I left, about 7 days, I meditated. Everything's smooth. I came here to visit. I wanted to be smooth my visit. When I came here at the Burmese temple, I had something to do is was ready for me. My teacher told me, can you teach meditation on the Good Friday? We will organize. Okay, I will teach. Okay, something to do after one day after. After that, this temple, they already asked my teacher. They want our Burmese teacher who can teach meditation and can speak English, even though not very good, right? It's another story. Okay, never mind. So what I mean is, I believe it because of my meditation, my trip to Singapore, and I stay here very smooth. Even I have a problem, everything solved. I believe that. Before I do something intention, before I start the meditation retreat, before I start the meditation course, something like that. If I know that, yes, we have to start. Otherwise, I don't think, as a Burmese monk, I cannot do. I believe it's because of the loving kindness. As a Burmese monk, I'm doing a lot here. No Burmese monk are doing as much as I do here. I believe this loving kindness helping me. No much problem. You receive or not, you're a receiver, right? And I don't care. I'm okay. I feel all right. Maybe last talk, eh? Okay, free. And the enemies of a loving kindness is hatred and attachment. Hatred is far enemies. Attachment is close enemies. So we want to escape from those. Sometimes the attachment and a pure love is a mixing. We cannot differentiate. So nearest enemy of the loving kindness is so-called we call love or something like that. The other side is hatred. Hatred is very clear, very simple. It's the enemies of love and kindness. Other side is not clear, so we call it nearest enemies. That is why, okay, don't get yourself confused trying to be safe. Do or neutral beings first. Otherwise, we might get confused. Or is it loving kindness or love or what sort of the love and so forth. Now finish. It's not my idea. Yeah, neutral being is not my idea, okay? It's the way the meditation does. Not I'm created this way.
that mean there is different source of meditations, as in you have different meditation than her source of meditations? So there are many meditations.
Yes.
Concentration meditation, concentrating your mind, can have many methods, many teachings, right? Many objects. Okay, for example, some people meditate on the omnipotent whole, something like that. You can concentrate on that. Yes, it's a concentration meditation. You have heard some forest monk or cemetery monk, right? They meditate on the corpse, disguise, to cut attachment, to have a less attachment to life. The corpse is their meditation object. Yes. Anyway, yeah, it's a concentration meditation. True. As long as you can concentrate on particular object, that can be your concentration object. So we have, according to the Buddhist scriptures, we have 14 types of the concentration meditation objects. But Vipassana, only you yourself. No corpse, no other beings, nothing at all. Do yourself is a Vipassana. Concentration meditation, almost every object can be your concentration object. Many types, you count so many.
Okay, the one thing that one of the your meditator asked, can we meditate on the body temperatures?
I just share to him, yes, you can. I think if you have experience, right? Myself, when I was in the countryside, I had to meditate on the malaria temperature, which the temperature could kill a man. About, I don't know how can you measure, we call the temperature 107, 105. Fahrenheit, I think, right? So, first time I got suffer the malaria, I did not know what malaria was. So, malaria came and first of all here, shaking. I did not know it's a malaria, but it's a little bit cool. Only when my body is stumbling, I know there is a malaria. Before it's stumbling, I did not know malaria. Because of the weather, I feel cool, I think. So I start to do meditation here, shaking. Finally, my body is trembling. Finally, when my body temperature is about 105, to changing, sometimes 107. Sometimes I'm conscious, sometimes I'm lost. But the doctor say you would die. But after that, I believe in the second meditation object, meditation or feeling can save life to some extent. That means I was still aware. One of my teachers suffered a brain cancer in the States. American doctors were surprised. He was still aware before he died. Other people are nowhere on that situation, on that condition. But he was still aware before he died until the last moment. But very sad, he suffered for the brain cancer. Silananda. Have you heard about it? Silananda. No. Never mind, no problem. He already passed away. I said, never mind, no problem. He had already passed away. You don't know the name, no problem.
Okay. No more, right? Maybe one more. No more. Let us sleep. Today is not very tired, huh? A bit relaxed. Tomorrow this time will be more relaxed. Okay, that's all. Huh? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning.
I think in the morning you cannot hear.
Oh.
There, right? I don't know, my personal feeling. If I talk there, I have no move. My moves are different. I think in this hall is my domain. I have a confidence when I talk here. When I talk there, I lost my confidence. Never go accordingly. I never prepare my talks. so far, no matter how many talks I give. I have no notes I now prepare. If I talk here, everything goes smooth. If I talk there, I'll go other way around. So if possible, something to talk, I don't want to talk there. So I call them, maybe two or three, I talk here. It's not my place. Sangha is not my place. I can't change the idea. I still feel that. Maybe because of environment or something, right? Mm. Okay, never mind. See you tomorrow. That's all? Here. Morning. Possible. Okay, possible. What do they say? Tomorrow morning, 5:30 here. Do you think you can get up? Now I'm a bit late. Huh? Don't be 5. Too early. Huh? Oh, how about 5:45? 5:45, not bad, right? Okay, 5:45 here. See you next tomorrow morning at 5:45. Okay, thank you very much.